Rav told me you're holding in Masechta Vayezor Daf Ches. So I looked over something. Mo says in Ches Amar Aleph in Vayezor Tana Rabbanon Yom Shenivru Bayadam Arishin Kevin Sheshokol of Chama Omar Oili Shebesvil Shesirachti Oilam Choshech Badi Biyach Zaylam Masayu Vavoyu. Adam Arishin was convinced that since he had done the Saveira and now the whole Teva of the world has changed, he's going to live for the rest of his life in a darkened world. And it's a progression to Sayu Vavoyu. V'zui Misa She Niknas Olai Min HaShemayim. And this is the Misa that has been given to me as a Knas Min HaShemayim. Haya Yoshev B'tanis Uvoycha Kol HaLailo. Bechava boicha kinegdoi. Kevon she'ol omer ha'shacha omar min hogei shel oylam hu. Omad v'hikriv shor she'kal nev koidmin l'parseisov she'nemal. The seitiv la'shem mishor po. V'omer av yudam ha'shmuel shor she'ikriv odom arish in keren achas ha'yoloi b'mitzroi. So, Rashi brings down Masechta Chulin and Daf Samach, the whole uptight of what's happening exactly over here. That, typically speaking, when a shor is born, it has hooves, it doesn't yet have a horn, the horn hasn't yet developed. And as it progresses, so then it starts producing horns. Here, this shor, the first shor emerged from the ground with the keren already benimtza, created, and because it came out head first, so first the head came out, and then the hooves came out. As Ezek Rashi, and takes us another pashit. We know that the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world were fully formed. He didn't create sequoia saplings, he created a sequoia tree. So if you look at a sequoia tree in California, and it's got rings that indicate it's 30,000 years old, it was created 5,775 years ago with rings that appeared to be 25,000 years old. That's the simple terrace to any question that you have concerning these issues. There's issues of carbon dating, or the fact that if to the marble, the world was under such pressure that it fossilized things to give it the appearance to be older, or Hashem created other worlds. I mean, this all flies in the face of those that claim that the world is older supposedly than it's supposed to be. But it really boils down to those. I had a Holocaust survivor living in Minneapolis, Minnesota. His name is Mr. May. Mr. May Zatzel, he told me, for those that believe, there are no questions. For those that don't believe, there are no answers. So you can dance any way you want. But as I zogt the Gemara, and as I zogt Rashi, and the question is why? Why did it have to be that? And obviously, there's a limit over here. If this is just the way nature is, that when a shor emerges, it emerges with its horn first, memela. Why is it necessary for a pasuk for the Gemara to bring this down to us? So I saw the Ben Yoyada, he has a fantastic shot that really is negiah to you. Brings on this Rashi. Uvekarneim nivru kishyotsu min haoretz yotsu roishe tchila. Nimsa shekidmu kalneisav the pusaisav. That's what Rashi says. So he asks the question, why is it necessary to say this? V'nirli b'syata d'shmai. D'yodua ha'chokhma hisyaches the roish. B'mayach shevaroish, the intellect of an individual resides in his head. Uksiv ha'chokhm einav b'roishay. ולכן הקרניים שהם בראש רומזים לפועל היצא מן החוכמה. היינו קרניים לא שנאור, כמו שכוסף קרניים מיד אלוהי והחוכמה היא אור. It says, כי קורן אור פני מיישה. So there's a big yesod here to Chochmah that he's saying. Chochmah isn't to not to reside in the brain, but it has to be bepoel. That's why when the Mishkan was created, there was a certain machshava that Bitzal needed together with those that created the Mishkan that emanated from intellect, but was bepoel. If you have a doctor that has book smarts, but he can't do surgery, or he's incompetent, it doesn't mean anything. By Klal Yisrael, the Chochmah has to be bepoel. Lepoel ha-yetzim min ha-chochmah. The Karnayim, says the Ben Yayada, are like these rays of light, like Michelangelo's understanding of Moses, the rays of light that come out like horns from the head, that's the Karnayim of bepoel of the Chochmah.
There
are generally jousting matches between shvarim. They all battle using their horns. This, says the Ben Yoyada, is alluding to the Beis Medrash, where the Olam is arguing and learning, utilizing their head, b'poyel. Like the Radak says in the Pasuk, B'chol Shari Hodoloi, Menagach B'or Chochmosa, Yishal Yidei Chochmosa, Nilcham B'mokhamta Shal Torah. And it's not Lekanter. There are some people that love just to ask, Abi to ask. I once met a fellow in Eretz Yisrael who had a kasha. He had a kasha, he'd ask all the Gedolim. But he never wanted the answer. He wanted to blive with the kasha. If anybody came close, like I have a kasha I'm going to throw out to you and I want an answer, but I need a good answer. Sandy knows the kasha. I've asked the Derelim a bunch of times. You look inside the Birchas Kayanim, so we have in the Marzah tefillas that we say. And the last tefillah you say, the first two you repeat twice, and the last one you say is that Yeska Karish Baruch Hu Fachem. Is the Siddur here? If anyone has the Birchas Kayanim, the Yerotzen. Anybody have a marzah handy? No, okay. The kids, I'm sure it's not going to be in it, but I'll look for a second, I'll look. Just want to give you the exact sprach, because the Olam starts Lakanter in Hashem, but it's not like, yeah. It's Musaf. Musaf Shal Shalom, Gevaldik, thank you. Baki and Yitzchak Yar, I think that's the name of the Siddur, yeah? Shkoyach. Al Koponim, Shteit Azot. Listen closely, and here's my kasha. And I'm looking for teretz. I don't want to blind with a kasha. We're being mispalt to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that everybody should look at us with chen and chesed in your eyes and the eyes of all who see us. Yudvorai nishmoyim lavedasecho. Kishem, listen to this. Shenosato es Yosef tzadikecho b'sho shel b'shei oviv k'soin es pasim l'chein u'l'chesed u'l'rachem b'enecho v'enecho rev. That didn't happen. Down the road it happened. But b'shas, at the time that Yankiv Avinu gave Yosef HaTzadik k'soin es pasim, it infuriated, it didn't create chein and chesed. Maybe in Macy's it was considered a nice coat. But the Einei Kol Royov, Elamayu was Kedai, and he went to Mitzrayim and became the viceroy. That's not Nagir. We're talking about Peshash Shel Bishay Ov of Ksenis Pasim. At the time that the father gave him Ksenis Pasim, so he found Chayin and Chesed the Einei Kol Royov. That's what we're davening for? That we should have a Ksenis Pasim that all our relatives should be upset at? That's the kasha. If you have a teretz, quarter two, I want to hear the answer. But I've heard different terutzim. I'm looking for a terutz. Akoponim, Zokta Ben Yayada. So that's Bechor Shoyrei Hodoloi. This is good with Yosef HaTzadik. This is the Hemshech. Menagach Be'or Chochmosai. Shaydei Chochmosai. Nilcham B'molchamtum Sholter. Zokter Aval HaProsai. The hooves. Hem Roimzum L'momin. Eherta Maisa. The horns are Torah, or, and money are the feet. Like Chazal say, "Veskala yikuma shabu raglayim zemamani shalodam shemamidei al raglov." Nimtza amomen hu mamedes adam shelo yamida olav k'meshemedes hakoyma aparsa shabu regal. So he's saying the horns of chachma, they emanate from the head, the brain, and the feet, the hooves, they have to do with money. Zokta azay. Vine adam sorach l'shtamish ba'olam hazeh b'chachmu v'mamen. Don't just be a spiritual person. You have to make a dawah. But don't just be magushim, have a shaykhis to ruchnias. You have to have olam hazeh and olam hazeh, but together, my Rebbe Shmuel Birman Zatzal said, he did not feel bad for the wealthy people that supported Torah. They had a beautiful olam hazeh, but olam hazeh was ishkat. They didn't have a ksois and a sivis, a ben yod, they didn't have a geshmak ishtikl. That's what he felt bad for them. Didn't experience olam hazeh. So the ben yod says that there's a need for both, for mammon and for Torah. Zakter. Sorek l'shtamesh b'olam hazeh b'chokhu v'mammon, ki al yidei shneyem yushlam ha'odom b'inyonov, Vitzchachov, heint olam haba, olam hazeh. Ach vaday tzorech lahag demachochma la momen. Af vish tzorech gam kein la momen bekam et vorem. Lo ze hizvulay kadosh bohu lo marishin shor shekidmu karnoisav lo parsoisav. La krivoy. She ze hatzcholas avidus hakodesh. She over at marishin limoiz loy. Kamoy she shor ze she hatamakev karnoisav kidmu lo parsoisav. Kein ata tzorech lahag demachochma. Shermuza bekarnayim. L'momin haromas b'parsas haraglayim ki afa pish esek ha'momin yish gam kein b'y tzorech l'avid es ha'kedesh tzorech l'agdam esem ha'chokma l'esek ha'momin. That's why in first grade you learn l'mud ha'kedesh in the morning and then l'mud ha'chokma in the afternoon. Because the start of the day which a roish has to be in chokma satere. You can do everything you want to make panos, it's very necessary panos. But like the Meshech Chokma says, but Tabas or and you are badam liyosim imena affect the Meshech Chokma. So what do you have to have removable badam? What an asay and a loisase? Make it a fix permanently. So he says the badei ha'oren are the machzikei teira, and it's not liyosim imena for the sake of the oren, because oren nicely is nicer. It's for those that support teira, they should never sever their support because they can end up losing out. You have an option. It could be 11:30 at night at home. Under the covers, they could be learning a mishmah. It's a gevaldik gezach. It's packed shul. I heard from Sunday. It's, I think the third time or fourth time that I'm here. It's gevaldik. The shaykh. Elam's ligi and lelim. The bottom line is you have an option in life. But the Ben Yayod is saying that a person has to realize that this Haggadah to Gemara is not just Tam Hashem Amaisa. It brings down Pesukim. There's a limit over here. And the limit is that you start off with Chochmah, with the Karen that comes out of your head. And that is going to propel you in life. And avada, you need the hooves to be able to have a maimed. You have to have the parnasa. I want to just end with a shtick on musavart. On daf hey, if you look at daf hey, there's a taisvis on ham and aleph that goes on ham and beis. And the taisvis talks about kofui toiva. This is really yamid beis. Listen to taisvis. Lekach korem kofui toiva sheratzu loimer atem ten. This is not a classical definition of a kafui toiva. A kafui toiva is simply an ingrate. Kafui toiva is a person that you provided for, took care of, raised, and gidalti v'remamti v'ein pishubi, right? Ein pashubi. That's a kafui toiva. A shishiva, a rebbe, a rov, is maimed somebody, ignores them. That's a kafui toiva. A parent, that's a kafui toiva. An ingrate. Kofi toiva, you think, means that you're biting the hand that feeds you. That's not what Tesis says. Kofi toiva is a person that doesn't want to live in society and get on and deal with other people. Kofi toiva is a person that thinks that I can be completely independent. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. There's a new yisoid in kofi toiva. Tesis here in Avodah Zarah is teaching you. Kofi toiva means you will be beholden to society, to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and to people. That's the Metzius. You can't daven without a minion. You know, in Stoyim, they realized what chesed was. And when Eliezer's daughter gave a piece of bread, some said, sold a loaf of bread, they killed her. Why? Because that's a gevaldik chesed. Go eat your money. You go to the bakery, you get a loaf of bread, you have to thank 50 people. The farmer that spent sleepless nights making sure that the crops were safe. The combine driver, the fellow who processed everything, the baker, the counter person selling you the bread. You're going to live in life. Sayyidina Matana Sikhi is a different zach. You know, on chasvanis, if you ever notice, the invitations, it's classical in America, I know it's in Eretz Yisrael, it says like this. Uvisimchaschem noshiv lochem kikmolchem atzai. What does that mean? That thanks for coming to my party. When you make a party, I'm going to come to your party. Dost that mishraibin of invitation? That's the only thing you have to say, right? Oh, yiches, the bells are einikel. What are you doing over here? And what do you mean, bisimchaschem noshiv kikmolchem atzai? You do me a favor? I make my wedding on a terrace 8. There's going to be steak. Such a big steak that the side dishes on another plate. You're eating my meat. You're dancing to my music. You're enjoying my food. You're drinking my wine. Try making a chasm with other people. Announcing for the very first time, Shlomi and Yenti! They break the glass, Mazel Tov, and the Alta Baba gets up to dance. What's it does? You need hundreds of people to make a simcha. Uvisimchaschem noshiv lochem kegmolchem atoiv. The mitzias of Klal Yisrael is not to be a kofri toiv. And Futnas Zatzal says that you can work with any Talmud except for a kofri toiv, because hakaras atoiv is a midah, a sixth sense that a human being is endowed with. A baby is helpless without the mother, has to gurgle, smile, show appreciation. Says a Futna, a person that is a kofri toiv, it's kilo, he blinded himself. He's a mushkos, he can't deal with it. So I'm here to suggest to you, it's between Chanukah and Purim, she'll figure out how to do this. She's got to show tremendous hakaras toiv to the Rav, to Rabbi Reisman, to shaf such a gewaltige mishma. And hakaras toiv doesn't only mean a monetary hakaras toiv, poshut hakaras toiv. The Rav has a lot of challenges, and he's both a Rosh Hashiva and a Rav, and a lot of things going on. Sometimes people have to just show hakaras toiv. To him, probably, showing up and learning with him is the biggest hakaras toiv. But in Klal Yisrael b'chlal, we have to show our children this concept of hakaras toiv. We're living in a very difficult time when society is very hedonistic and people are all into themselves. And they don't have time to appreciate others. So if you go home tonight, be nice to your wife and have a wonderful Shabbos.